until the old warrior Halitherses, Mastor's son, broke the silence for them, the one who outperformed all men of his time at reading bird signs, sounding out the omens, rose and spoke, distraught for each man there. "Hear me, men of Ithaca, hear what I have to say, though my revelations strike the suitors first of all. A great disaster is rolling like a breaker toward their heads. Clearly Odysseus won't be far from loved ones any longer. Now, right now, he's somewhere near, I tell you, breeding bloody death for all these suitors here. Pains are plenty too for the rest of us who live in Ithaca's sunlit air. Long before that, we must put heads together, find some way to stop these men, or let them stop themselves. Better for them that way, by far. I myself am no stranger to prophecy. I can see it now. Odysseus, all is working out for him, I say, just as I said it would that day the Argives sailed for Troy and the mastermind of battle boarded with them. I said then, after many blows and all his shipmates lost, after 20 years had wheeled by, he would come home, unrecognized by all. And now look, it all comes to pass. Stop, old man, Eurymachus, Polybus' son, rose up to take him on. Go home and babble your omens to your children. Save them from some catastrophe coming soon. I'm a better hand than you at reading portents. Flocks of birds go fluttering under the sun's rays, not all are fraught with meaning. Odysseus? He's dead now, far from home. Would to God that you died with him too. We'd have escaped your droning prophecies then, and the way you've loosed the dogs of this boy's anger. Your eyes peeled for a house gift he might give you. Here's my prophecy, bound to come to pass. If you, you old codger, wise as the ages, talk him round, incite the boy to riot, he'll be the first to suffer, let me tell you, and you, old man, will clap some fine on you, you'll weep to pay, a fine to crush your spirit. Telemachus, here in front of you all, here's my advice for him. Let him urge his mother back to her father's house. Her kin will arrange the wedding, provide the gifts, the array that goes with a daughter dearly loved. Not till then, I'd say, will the island princes quit their taxing courtship. Who's there to fear, I ask you? Surely not Telemachus, with all his tiresome threats. Nor do we balk, old man, at the prophecies you mouth. They'll come to grief, they'll make us hate you more. The prince's wealth will be devoured, as always, mercilessly, no reparations ever. Not while the queen drags out our hopes to wed her, waiting day after day, all of us striving hard to win one matchless beauty, never courting others, bevies of brides who'd suit each noble here. Telemachus answered, firm in his resolve. Eurymachus, the rest of you fine brazen suitors, I have done with appeals to you about these matters, I'll say no more. The gods know how things stand, and so do all the Achaeans. And now all I ask is a good swift ship and a crew of 20 men to speed me through my passage out and back. I'm sailing off to Sparta, sandy Pylos too, for news of my long-lost father's journey home. Someone may tell me something, or I may catch a rumour straight from Zeus, rumour that carries news to men like nothing else. Now if I hear my father's alive and heading home, hard-pressed as I am, I'll brave out one more year. If I hear he's dead, no longer among the living, then back I'll come to the native land I love, raise his grave mound, build his honours high with the full funeral rites that he deserves, and give my mother to another husband. A declaration, and the prince sat down, as Mentor took the floor. Odysseus's friend in arms, to whom the king, sailing off to Troy, committed his household, ordering one and all to obey the old man, and he would keep things steadfast and secure. With deep concern for the realm, he rose and warned, "Hear me, men of Ithaca, hear what I have to say. Never let any sceptred king be kind and gentle now, not with all his heart, or set his mind on justice. No, let him be cruel, and always practice outrage. Think, not one of the people whom he ruled remembers Odysseus now, that godlike man, and kindly as a father to his children. I don't grudge these arrogant suitors for a moment, weaving their violent work with all their wicked hearts. They lay their lives on the line when they consume Odysseus's worldly goods, blind in their violence, telling themselves that he'll come home no more. but all the rest of you, how you rouse my fury. Sitting here in silence, never a word put forth to curb these suitors, paltry few as they are, and